Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We're especially glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll join us again. We also welcome our viewers online. We're glad you're here and remind you that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this worship. You're invited to get your elements ready there at your home to celebrate with us. The other thing I got to tell you is it was so much fun to stand out in the narthex this morning. It was like a reunion, old home week, as people start coming back who haven't been here before, and we get to see them. It was so much fun. Yay. It was good to see y'all. So anyway, I guess.
And with that, Pastor Gary, I know that we have a few folks standing in the back. There is a pew that is just delightful right up here that y'all are welcome to sit in. Also, if you have space beside you, if you'd raise your hand so that those folks can find a seat. There's space somewhere. There's space up here. We just want to make sure that there's space back there. We just want to make sure everybody has a seat. There we go. No.
I have been in church for 60 years, and I've never heard the front pew referred to as delightful.
Would you describe it as delightful?
It's not Lutheran, that's right.
There's also not a splash zone or anything. Don't worry, it's okay.
So, let me remind you or let you know that we are going to be loading a truck for Williamsburg County this coming Friday, starting about 4:30 or whenever you can get here. So, if you can come help, we would love to have your help. We got some stuff to go, and it's time to go. Leisure Timers, you have a meeting on the 17th. And I noticed this morning in the go and serve, it's 1.7 instead of just 17. That's why I really wanted to emphasize that. It's not. There you go. Yeah. And also, please be sure to note the big announcement in your go and serve about it's almost our family promise time again. Shannon, do you need to say anything about that? Thank you, Shannon. And before I call on Amanda, I need to call on Jim for a special announcement.
It's a great day today in many ways, but especially because in choir we get to welcome our newest bass scholar. He's not new to us. Our new bass scholar is James Gregg. James is one of those things where I just went on a limb and said, why not? Maybe we can get him. And we got him. So we're delighted to have James with us.
Now it's your turn, Victor.
Now it's my turn. All right. So just a reminder that we have youth group on Thursdays. We're welcoming up our fifth graders into the youth group age. So that's 5th through 12th grade, Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. We are going to start meeting in the fellowship hall because, let's face it, it's just too humid outside to play games and run around. Maybe not for the kids, but it is for me. So the other announcement I have is our book study on Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock on Zoom continues today. So we will be reading chapters 19 through 21 for today. Next week is Father's Day, and so we are going to take a break and encourage everybody to hang out with their fathers. So we will not have Bible study or book study next week. My final announcement is I want to thank everyone that has been so generous with donations for the Ferris Medium Clinic in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. We're still continuing to take donations for that. And we thank you so very much. And so on behalf of Zabine and Dr. Hewitt, they are so thankful, so thankful. And it is going to help tremendously. One of the things that they are really needing is a hematology analyzer. Did I say that right, Fonny? Okay. And so if you're interested in making a financial contribution towards that, that's one of the more expensive items that we're hoping to pool together to be able to get for them. So thank you. Those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary.
I don't have any hematology.
You don't have? That might be a problem.
I don't know what it is.
Oh. that deals with blood, and I hope you have some never mind. I'm going to go this way and let you start on the confession and forgiveness.
Let's get our hematology working, and please rise as we prepare for our worship with confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you are the tree of life, offering shelter to all the world. Graft us into yourself and nurture our growth, that we may bear your truth and love to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon. Wave to them. So good morning, everybody that's watching on their computers. We're glad you're here. So today, I brought something to show you. Let me get it clasped back up so you can see it. Okay, so what is this? Is it a necklace? Mm-hmm. It's a necklace. And so we have a part of the necklace right here, and that word is faith. So that's a little charm on the necklace. And then what is this part? Yep, there's a heart. Is there anything inside the heart?
A little black speck.
Kind of a little brown black speck in there. Do you know what that is? And that's okay if you don't. It's a seed. Yeah. You've planted seeds before. That's wonderful. Do you think the people watching have planted seeds before, maybe? I bet so, too. So there's a little seed. This one can't be planted because it's inside my necklace. But it's a mustard seed. It's a mustard seed where mustard comes from. And in a little bit, Pastor Gary is going to read us a story from the Bible about seeds and about mustard seeds. Now, how big do you think that little seed can grow? Do you think maybe the plant only gets about that big? Or do you think it gets bigger? Yeah, you think maybe that big? Yeah, it's a pretty big bush tree-like thing. And it's pretty big. It's big enough that there's birds that can make nests in it. Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh? And it's big enough that it could provide shade for somebody, maybe, to sit underneath it. And that bush, that mustard bush tree, comes from that tiny little seed. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? And it's kind of like other seeds that we might have. There are all sorts of little bitty seeds, but when you plant them in the ground, some of them grow to be really, really big plants. Well, Jesus told a story about little seeds like that. And he said that our faith can be like that too. That we might start off with faith that's small, that you know is planted in us, in our hearts. We have faith in our hearts. But does it stay little like that? You think so?
It gets bigger.
Yeah, it gets bigger. So when we have things that happen that, oh, we want to thank God for all the wonderful things that you learned at school this year. Does our faith grow?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we hear the choir sing, does that help your faith grow? Yeah, our faith grows. When we hear everybody in the congregation praying together and being here together, does that help our faith grow? Yeah, it does. There's all sorts. That's just a few of the things. There's all sorts of things that can help our faith grow from being a tiny little seed like that to being this faith that grows and grows that we can share with other people. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. I'm really glad you came up to talk with me about mustard seeds and faith. Can we pray together? All right, let's fold our hands. Dear God, thank you for faith. And thank you for letting our faith grow. And thank you for letting it grow so much that we get to share it with other people. Help us to find ways to share our faith with those around us. And it's in your name we pray, and all God's children said, amen. Thank you so much for coming up, Artie. Go and serve, go in peace and serve the Lord. Be to God. Vicar, man, it's getting confused.
A reading from Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I'll bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I drive the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Sally was driving home from one of her business trips in northern Arizona when she saw an elderly Navajo woman walking on the side of the road. As the trip was long and a quiet one, she stopped the car and asked the Navajo woman if she would like a ride. After a bit of small talk, while resuming the journey, the Navajo woman noticed a brown bag on the seat next to Sally. "What's in the bag?" asked the woman. Sally looked down at the brown bag and said, "It's a bottle of wine. I got it for my husband." The Navajo woman was silent for a moment, and then, speaking with the quiet wisdom of an elder, said, "Good trade."
Good trade.
Some of you might agree. Today I want to talk just a little bit about trading, because the story I have for you illustrates what Jesus was talking about in our gospel reading. It was a story almost beyond belief, but it is true. Published in 2007, the book One Red Paperclip chronicled the story of Kyle McDonald, who started at his desk with one red paperclip and traded it all the way. Well, let me take you along the journey. One day, sitting at his desk, he found himself fingering a red paperclip, and he wondered if he could trade it all the way up to a house. So he went to the barter section of Craigslist and listed his paperclip for trade. It wasn't long before two girls in Vancouver offered to trade with him. For his paperclip, he got a pin shaped like a fish, and then it went from there. He took the pin and put it on Craigslist, and pretty soon he traded the pin for a doorknob with a smiley face on it. The doorknob was traded for a camping stove. The camping stove was traded for a 1,000-watt electric generator. Then he was able to trade the generator for a keg of beer and a Budweiser sign. About then, someone wrote a news article about him that got a lot of publicity, and people started seeking Kyle out to trade things. He traded the keg and sign for a snowmobile, which he then traded for a van, which was traded for a recording contract. All this is really kind of hard to believe, isn't it? He took the recording contract and traded it for 1 year free rent in a house, but that wasn't enough. He then found someone who wanted the year free rent and who could arrange an afternoon spent with rock star Alice Cooper. And so that trade was made. He traded the afternoon with Alice Cooper for a snow globe from the band Kiss. Now that might seem like a terrible trade, but he knew actor Corbin Burnson had a collection of over 7,000 snow globes, and sure enough, Burnson traded with him for a paid, credited speaking part in a movie. After that, someone called to trade that movie part for a house. And that's how Kyle McDonald traded a paperclip for a house. Now that's hard to believe. To take something so small and insignificant and end up with a house. But when Jesus talks about a mustard seed, it's even more amazing than that. You know the story, how Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed, which is the smallest of seeds, and the plant that grows from it is so large that birds can take shelter in it. And we are left to consider, how is that like the kingdom of God? Well, Jesus' point is that from something small and insignificant, from one baby born in small town Bethlehem in backwoods Israel, from one man teaching about the love and grace of God, from one single man put to death on a cross in a forgotten corner of the whole mighty Roman Empire, the kingdom of God grew and grew and grew and is still growing. That kind of growth doesn't happen because of what we do. That kind of growth happens only by the hand of God. And the best news of all is that we are along for the ride. And there in the kingdom of God, we have a place of belonging and security where we can nest. For God loves us. God claims us. And nothing, nothing can assail us now and forever. God started with an overwhelming love for us, an amazing grace for us, and through Jesus, traded to give salvation to us. from a small beginning. God's love is relentless and unstoppable. And you don't find that on Craigslist. You find that only in God. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, you tell the story of peace in the world. Your word reminds us that you made all of creation and called it good. You made humanity in your likeness and set our hearts to search for peace. God, we lift up the stories of the world that lack peace. We pray for those areas that are experiencing violence, Ethiopia, Yemen, Palestine, Israel, Syria, and here in the U.S. We pray for communities and families and people who are searching for peace. Lord, in your mercy. God, you tell the story of forgiveness in the world. You claim us as your beloved children just as we are. You seek to heal the brokenness around us. Your grace and mercy flow freely to all. God, we lift up the stories of the world that lack forgiveness. We pray for those families, communities, and people that work to create space for conversations, understanding, respect, humanity, and hopefully bring us all to a place of forgiveness for each other. Lord, in your mercy. God, you tell the story of hope in the world. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, you share the story of new life and renewal. God, we lift up the stories of those that need your help, your healing, your patience, your grace, and your mercy. We lift those prayers to you either aloud or in silence now. Lord, in your mercy. God, you tell the story of your kingdom to the world. Your kingdom is already, but still not yet. We catch glimpses, and you call us each day to work towards renewing the world in your love. God, we lift up the stories of all those that wish to love like you do, that wish to serve others as you would have us serve. We ask that you stir in all of us the desire to share your story, the good news, with those around us. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Healer, when sin had scarred the world, you sent your Son to heal our ills and to form us again into one. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his acts of healing, his body given up, and his victory over death, we await that day when all the people of the earth will come to the river to enjoy the tree of life. Send your Spirit upon us and this meal. As grains scattered on the hillside become one bread, so let your church be gathered from the ends of the earth, that all may be fed with the bread of life, your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could ever ask. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to love the world with your own life. In your name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.